Step out of the shadows and into your sunshine. For generations, we have been limited by what society, colleagues, family members, spouses, and friends think that we should be or become. Slowly, we are molded into their best version of us. One day, we look in the mirror and wonder how we became so far removed from our inner light. These are the stories of powerful women and men who broke their chains and embraced their true purpose. They authentically share their most vulnerable moments and how they found the strength to step into their sunshine. Join us as we share our journeys toward breaking the chain of societal expectations for women and men around the globe.
Come and join La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience in Mazet-Saint-Bois, France, taking place May the 13th through the 16th of May 2025. This event includes immersive holistic workshops ran by experts in their field. Are you tired of feeling fatigue, lacking energy, or desire to go after your dreams? This event is for you. Regain your spiritual, emotional, physical, mental power by being there. And every moment of the event is an opportunity, is an invitation to thrive and regain your power and your health. Visit www.rachelcoudronevents.com for more information.
Hi, Rachel. It's lovely to see you. So today, I am interviewing you about your plans for your event in May next year. It's great to chat with you. And let's you can let me tell say
Well, I'm so excited to have this interview with you and talk about La Forêt de Lumière holistic experience. What questions do you got for me?
So first of all, I wanted to kind of get a feel for the inspiration and your vision for the event. So first of all, what inspired you to create this holistic retreat?
Oh, that's such a good question. It came in July of 2023. I was at Unleash Your Power Within by Tony Robbins. And one of the exercises he was walking us through was really getting in touch with our bodies, our intuition, what our gut was telling us. And in those moments, I had a vision. And the vision was me looking out onto a crowd that was of 100 men and women. And there were signs around in the vision that talked about a holistic event, a holistic experience. And when I came out of that activity, it was like embedded in my heart that I needed to make this come to fruition. It was like I could feel my body and my gut really pulling me in this direction. And I write a blog about this because I actually didn't just be like, okay, we're gonna go to a holistic event, forget everything else I've been doing. Because prior to that, I was doing earrings and I was doing copywriting. And I was like, well, there's no room for holistic events. And so I really had to go through a personal journey. I really, even though I was exposed through a vision to be called to do this event, my head wouldn't just be like, yeah, okay. I had to work through the doubt, the why me, why this event, why did I need to do it? Even though the whole time my body was just like insisting that I go in this direction.
That's so interesting, and it really makes me think of Elizabeth Gilbert's book about big magic and those ideas that come, and we don't always know where from, we don't always know why. And it's what she talks about in her book is how if you don't act on them, then that idea is literally like a butterfly and it will go to somebody else. So it's so important to hear those ideas and feel them. And I love the way that you talked about really seeking the why behind the event, like why do you want to do it? And yeah, that's really awesome. So have you got a now that you're a bit more down the road of planning the event, Has your vision for the event changed, and what do you think will make it unique?
So in some ways it's changed, but the real core foundation of the event has not changed. When I saw 100 people in my vision, I have been adamant that there's 100 people attending, that I needed to find a venue that could ho host 100 people, because for me it was like it's in my soul. It like encaptures who I am as a person. Like every time I go to sleep, I can see it, I can feel it, like I can smell it, I get excited. I think about everything that's going to happen when I'm there, and that makes me want to carry on, makes me want to bring it into fruition. And so throughout the times, I had to reschedule it this year because my mother is having lots of health crises over the last 18 months, and I knew that I needed to be the best version of myself to show up for all the practitioners and for all the attendees, and to bring the energy that I know that I have. And but first, I had to take care of things that were personal to me, and that was with my mom. I had to make sure I was in a good space and head place to be able to bring the event forward, and so that had to change a little bit. And I also, when I was kind of scrambling around in my brain and deciding why did it have to be me, then it also made me realize, why was I called for this event, for this vision? And very emotionally, I had kind of a breakdown when I realized the reason, and it was because of my own personal experience, my own personal story of going through so much pain and so many medications and so many times being ignored by doctors. And I had to really take my own health into my hands. Like I had to take the reins of my own health and go down an alternative journey and try holistic modalities. And I tried many, and not everything worked. And that was really the foundation for the event, was I knew that not everything would work for everyone. So I didn't want to have just a yoga event or just a Reiki or just the energetics or just the journaling. I wanted to incorporate all the ones that I could possibly get my hands on, because I knew from personal experience that not everything works for everyone, but something works for everyone.
Oh,
And
yes.
that was really the foundation to how I began to structure the event.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And I don't think that's shouted enough from the rooftops, like what you said there about not everything works for everyone, but something will work for everyone. That's incredible. So tell me a bit more about how holistic wellness has impacted your life. How did you get into that? What was your journey?
Oh goodness. It was long and laborious and quite painful. My mom is a nurse, and I definitely was raised with the ideologies that when something is wrong, you're in pain, you're hurting, you go to the doctor. They give you advice, they give you a tablet or medication, they subscribe therapy, they do something, and you do those things and you get better. And I wanted that to be so much of my truth. But my own personal story doesn't align with that. I would go to the doctors. I would be told that I was too young to have the amount of pain I was in. I would be bamboozled and ignored. Like, oh, you don't possibly have this type of pain. And they would just continue to give me medication on top of medication. And until I was taking 22 medications a day. I was also getting like spinal injections. I couldn't walk up the second story of my house. I cried every day after I worked at a school because I worked at the second story. And while in the morning I could go up the elevator, when I was with my children, I had to go down the stairs, up and down the stairs, and I would be in excruciating pain, like level 10 every day. And I was in my mid-20s at the time, and no one could give me any reprieve. No, like the medications would dull the pain and, for so many hours, and then it would come back. And I just got sick and tired of it. I was at the lowest I've ever been in my life. And I just said, Like, this can't be it. I can't just be on 22 medications because when I'm 50 or 60, I'm going to be on 30 or 40. It's not like you're not going to wean yourself off of medications. You're only going to have to take more because your body gets used to the amount that you're putting inside. And I couldn't imagine my life going down that path. And so I just made a very definitive decision in that moment that this wasn't going to be my future. And I was at the time reading a book. It's actually called The China Study, and it talks a lot about plant-based diets, veganism, and how cancer and other preventable diseases exist in your body, and they're activated by the things that you eat and by your cells and by like your the genes that you get from your parents and those types of things. And I started watching documentaries about holistic practices, and what kept coming up was a plant-based diet. And that was really the first thing that I did, is I completely changed, upheavaled my diet. I went to the store for the first time and I was completely overwhelmed because I did not know anything about plant-based diets. I went down every single aisle, read every single back of all the items I put into my cart. I was dedicated, but I was completely unknowledgeable. And so that was a rough learning curve. But after that, just with the change of my diet, my life completely changed. The amount of pain that I was experiencing completely changed. My energy level completely changed. And then from there, I went and had a pelvic floor physical therapy. I did a cryotherapy when you're like in like cold spaces. And then I did acupuncture and massage. And that was really what I decided was going to be like my holistic package to better health. And I also went to counseling along with this. And so through those modalities, I 100% transformed my life. Like, there is no doubt in my mind that I would be the same person I am right now with the same energy levels and the same capacities if I hadn't done those things.
That's incredible. That is really incredible.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the retreat, and what can participants expect from their experience at the retreat?
Ooh. So you can expect to be transformed. And I don't take that lightly. I take it in that you will have immersive experiences. When I've gone to other retreats and other events, it's usually a lot of talk and a little action. I want little talk, lots of action. So when you're going in to these immersive breakout sessions, is that there will be an expert in that chosen field. So, say Reiki or say essential oils, and they are going to educate you on what they're doing and how essential oils can help you in your life. But also, you're going to experience in real time what these modalities can do for you, because that's really where I believe change occurs. It's like your body, your mind, your emotions actually experiencing these modalities and realizing that there are alternative options that could work for you. And another thing that you'll experience is community, that there's a lot of people that will be coming together. And perhaps in your life, you've been alone, or you've been ignored, like myself, by the medical field, or you are a single parent and you don't have enough time for you, or you are in constant pain. There's going to be people there that understand you, that have experienced very similar stories that you are experiencing right now, or you have experienced in the past. And that in itself is very transformational, because when you are in a community that understands you, you feel safe, you feel protected, you feel understood, and then you also feel that you have the courage to take the next step. And the community, coupled with the immersive event and small group sessions you'll have, will also give you the platform to be able to reclaim your emotional health, your physical health, your spiritual health, and your mental health. Because right now we are living in a society that is bombarded with extreme levels of mental health, where we have people and children, young adults committing suicide, having severe bouts of depression, people that are trying to take as many drugs as possible to maintain their level of sanity so their anxiety doesn't take over. And I want you and them to know that this is a space of healing. This is a space where you can come and feel safe and explore the alternative options that exist for you. And when you leave this event, you will not be the same. You will have a collection of modalities and strategies to help you navigate the difficult parts of your life. And past that, you will have the strategies so that you can learn to thrive within your life.
So actually one of the first benefits and outcomes that people can expect is that, they could spend a month going around their local area visiting, a physio or an osteopath, an acupuncturist, etc. And obviously that takes up a lot of time, and it takes up a lot of money as well. And by coming to this event, they've literally got everything under one roof. And so, in the space of a week, of a couple of days, you can actually, try all those things, hear about those things, and yeah, it's yeah, that's a definite great be benefit for the people coming.
Yes, absolutely. Having everything in one space is so beneficial to you because then you can try different things where otherwise it might cost you lots and lots of money, lots of time, lots of driving, lots of childcare that you'll have to have covered to go and try out these different things. So when you come, it'll be one place for all.
Absolutely. So what can you tell us about the activities and the workshops at the moment? Are there any special guest speakers that you can tell us about already?
Ooh, I have to keep some things a
Of
surprise.
course, yeah, no, of course.
So, but what you can expect is there will be practitioners of Reiki, of essential oils, massage, back flowers, journaling, a sex therapist, and all types of different types of modalities that can help you. I also have some special guest speakers, but I can't tell you who they're going to be yet.
Yep,
And you'll
that's
have to
fine.
just follow along and you'll have to go over to the website to find out when I'm ready to
Perfect.
disclose.
Yeah, that's perfect. So, who do you think will benefit most from attending this retreat? Who's your, you know, your who are the people that you envisage welcoming to the event?
For me, I envision people just like I was. Whether you're in your mid-20s, like I was at the time, or you're in your mid-50s, this event is for you because if you're suffering, if I go back to that mind space of what I was in, I was depressive. I felt like there was no hope. Like I was never going to get any better because I had visited doctor after doctor. I had taken all of the medications that I was supposed to take, yet I still had pain. If you are feeling like that, then this event is for you. If you are feeling like you're mentally struggling, like you're depressive, you're anxious, you feel withdrawn, or you don't have a community, you don't have support, then this event is also for you. Because what's going on in your mind is a lot of chemical reactions, and that's causing the depression or causing the anxiety. It's also coupled with the environment that you're in. And so, if you one way to combat depression, and this is obviously not going to be applied to every single person that's ever had depression. But if you get out of bed and you go to events where your mind previous to that event, it has been telling you that, nobody wants you, nobody wants to spend any time with you. Why are you here? Like, I'm just a burden to other people. And then you go to an event where actually people are excited to wrap their arms around you and support you and educate you on how you can better support yourself, and you can find that family, that community at the event, your life will be transformed. You'll be completely different when you leave. And then it's also for people, for single moms and single dads that just feel burnt out. Like, they just feel totally exhausted and they never have any self-care time. They never have any moments for themselves. They're rushing from thing to thing with their kids. They've been at work and then they spend all evening doing things for their children. This is time for you so that you can give back to yourself. You, the things that you've been burying in your mind, or in your body, then it's time to open those up and explore them and to heal them so that you can go back to your families and give them the best versions of you. And also for the.
That's so true that, we spend so much of our time looking after other people, and you get to a point where you have to think about yourself and you have to look after yourself.
Absolutely. 100%. Your health is your wealth. If you do not take time for your health, then it will force you to. At some point in the future, if you have neglected yourself over and over and over again, then something drastic will happen in your life. And you will be forced to stop everything and to attend to your health. And I want to be there before that happens. I want this event to help you before that happens so that you can learn strategies and modalities and alternative practices that you could implement in your life right now, today, and start seeing a change.
Absolutely. Okay. So obviously, we're both not French. We're both, you're from the US, I'm from the UK, and we've both chosen to settle in France. So can you tell people, a bit more about why you chose France for the location for this retreat?
Of course. And so back at the end of 2018, I moved here while pregnant with my husband from the US, from Oklahoma to be exact. And we moved because my husband is French and all of his immediate family lives in the surrounding area. Now, I was very excited to move to France, and there's many parts of France I still love. But I remember the very first time I came to France, and I was struck with like the beauty. And I was actually in the south of France, and the ocean and just like the landscape is stunning. And then I came and visited Brittany, and where I really fell in love with everything. Oh, the trees and the landscape, the countryside, I like the animals, just the laid backness of the people, very community based in culture. And so when I was deciding where should this event be, there was a few options. I could go back to where I was raised, right? I could do it in the US. I could also do it in England, where I have lots of connections and feel very confident in speaking English. And then I could also do it in France, where I live. And for me, there was never any doubt. I would always pick France because my story is interwoven with the expat, the person that left one country to another, that had to learn a totally different language, that had to learn a different culture and then thrive within all of those things. And I knew that that's what I wanted for my event. I wanted cultures and languages and people to come together. And so this event is absolutely going to be bilingual, and it is integral to who I am as a person. And I want to show France and British people and other English-speaking people that we can come together and that we can learn from each other and that we can thrive and be better off by knowing each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so many different approaches and different ways of feeling things, and I think bringing people together is one of the best things you can do. So, yeah, that makes it a very, very exciting event. So what can you tell us about the venue and the surrounding area?
You'll just smile when you see it. It's just, if you love the countryside, like think deep, like rich green, like three or four different colors of green, like really tall trees and lush grass and like mountains around and like the windy roads and wildflowers and beautiful colors, then you want to be there. That is this place. That is exactly how I would describe it. And after you've seen all of the beauty on the outside, then you get to go on the inside, and it's wooded. The venue has wood everywhere. It's very sleek. It feels very in line with nature because it just perfectly fits in with the surrounding area where, it's not too flashy. It's not too over the top. It's just it, like you feel calm, you feel understood, you feel heard because it's just in alignment with nature. And it's like all that stuff that you feel when you're in the city, when everything's so close and like people are rubbing next to you and you are not sure that you could, or you're thinking your own thoughts because you're so close to people. Then it's like when you get there, you're like, your shoulders relax. Like, you're even your speech becomes a little bit elongated. You're just like, and
Yeah,
it's
it's great.
absolutely stunning.
Yeah, fantastic. So, going back to the retreat and the way you want it to be holistic, how do you define holistic wellness, and how are you gonna? We've talked a bit about it, but what makes holistic wellness different from the traditional wellness approaches?
That's a really good question. I think I'll go back to my own personal experience. When I was going down the traditional path, it was going to see doctors, explaining my symptoms over and over and over again to various people in various places, being told that I was too young, and then just prescribed medication after medication. It seemed like there was an extreme lack in understanding root causes. Why was I having this pain? What was causing it? Where did it come from? How was it affecting other parts of my body? And when I went down the alternative path, it was a very different experience. I found that many of the practitioners that I interacted with, they asked more questions. It appeared that they cared more, that they understood that the body was a system of systems that impacted each other, and that things were not isolated, that it was a collective happening in the body, that there was a root cause to it, and that different parts of your body could be affected by it. And after that, I found that they were open to kind of couple different therapies together rather than just like take more and more medication. It was like, okay, we've tried this. Have you tried cryotherapy? Or what about journaling? And because so many people don't realize that pain can also be manifested from your thoughts. If you have had a really traumatic childhood, or if you are depressive or anxious or having a really rough time, then those constant negative thoughts can create like tenseness in your shoulders or in your hips. And then if you're in a constant state of stress and being tense in your hips, and that can create internal pains, and everything is all interrelated. And so, for me, one major difference in my own personal experience between traditional and holistic is the whole body approach. That when you couple things together holistically, then you create a new being, you create a new person that has energy from the inside out rather than. Of traditionally, I have found that it's treating the symptoms and thinking about things independent of each other.
Yeah, absolutely. So how can participants, tailor the event to their specific and individual needs?
Ooh, another good question here. I would say that I'm bringing in 18 practitioners for this event that are going to be coming from England, Ireland, Greece, and France, and that they are all going to have different specialities. They're all going to be experts in different fields. And what you get to do as an attendee is that you get to view all of the different experts. And when they're speaking or providing their sessions, you get to decide. You get to make tailored decisions to what you believe will be best for you because nobody knows you better than you know yourself. You know if you've had depressive thoughts, you know that if you're lacking in energy, you know if you're having trouble sleeping, you know if you, have physical pain, if you're having emotional pain, if you're having a really difficult time in your life, perhaps you're going through a divorce or your spouse has betrayed you in some type of way, you know what you're personally going through. And so by providing you with an array of options, then you get to personally choose which ones are best fit to you. You don't have to go to all of them. You get to choose. And I think that allows people to make tailored plans for themselves.
Yeah, and I think that's so important because we see so many business conferences or different types of conferences where it's one program for everybody and it's one size fits all. So that's definitely a really good thing. Brilliant. So do you have how would you have how do you think you'd foster a sense of community among the participants during the retreat?
This is very, very important to me because I have personally experienced what community has done in my life. And just a tidbit about that is when I moved to France, I didn't speak French. Right after I moved, a year after I moved, we were thrown into COVID. And so there was no interacting with other people, there was no going to events, being involved in extracurricular activities or groups, none of that. And so community was really something that I was lacking, like feeling supported and understood by the people around me. And then I went online because that was really the only place to go. And I found Moms in Business International. And for me, that became my community. The women that are in that group are incredibly supportive. And for the first time in my life, I really felt understood, where I was a mother and an entrepreneur at the same time. And I want to foster that same sense of community for my event, is that when you come into this event, you're coming into a safe space where you are going to be supported and you will be welcomed, you will be cared for, you will be talked with, you will be supported all the steps of the way. And I'm making very specific decisions about who I bring into this space. Who am I choosing to be practitioners is very important to me because they have to be able to show that they have that same commitment to community, that they believe that together we are stronger and that we are collectively raising this group of people and together into a better space and providing healing and helpful strategies and modalities for people's lives so that they can be better when they leave. And we're going to, I mean, for me and everything that I'm planning, it's just like I want to like wrap you in a virtual hug and make sure that you feel supported every step of the way.
Brilliant. So have you got plans for how you're going to bring the community together before and then after the event?
That's a great question. I have thought about with the practitioners, bringing them together beforehand, doing something community-based beforehand and after. But this is a great thing for me to think about as far as the attendees go, is I know that when on the first day we're going to have a whole group experience, like we're going I'm going to be speaking on the first day, and we're going to have an activity that really binds us together to get to know each other more. And then when we leave, we're also going to have a farewell activity that binds us all together again. But it's a good thing for me to think about is how can I be fostering that sense of community every day?
Definitely. It'll be really interesting to see what you can do. It's been amazing to chat with you, and it sounds like such a brilliant event that I'm really excited for you. You can feel your passion and your excitement for the event. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to being part of it, and I hope that lots of other people will, hear about it and want to attend. So I wish you the very, very best with all the preparation and for the event itself.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I am so excited. It just like oozes out of me. It's I know without a single doubt that I'm following the calling I have in my life. It's like this is what I should be doing for all the rest of my days. And I feel very passionate about it because it's the life that I've already lived. It's the pain I've already been through, and now I have no other desire than to help other people to get past that or to heal or to thrive within the circumstances that they have. And so for me, it is my mission. And thank you
Brilliant.
so much.
That's fine. My pleasure. Been lovely. Thank you very much.